Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom, peace, wellness, and health for all. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're joined for an interview with the Venerable Tashi Nima, Tibetan Buddhist monk, and leads the Universal Compassion Buddhist Congregation with Sanghas in North, Central, and South America. For more than three decades, Lama Tashi has shared non-sectarian Dharma teachings in person and through extensive use of social media and virtual platforms, and leads several meditation retreats and monthly online sessions for animal rights activists throughout the year. He is the author of several books, both in English and the Spanish language. After my interview with Lama Tashi in English, a portion of this program will be in Spanish, where WCUW DJ Tanya Romero will conduct a portion of the interview in the Spanish language. In this program, we'll hear the music of Daisy Oliver, Humans and Animals. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Lama Tashi via Skype in Texas. Welcome, Lama Tashi, to Vegan Nation, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Marlene. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure and a great honor. And so, Lama Tashi, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
There's nothing too important to say about myself. I prefer to talk about what I do. I have been a Buddhist monk for more years than I can remember. And as part of what I do, I dedicate much of my time to make sure that people understand that all sentient beings, human and non-human, deserve the same respect, the same compassion, the same loving kindness, without exception. So because of that, in our Sangha is our Buddhist congregation, we make sure that everybody understands that harming sentient beings for any reason whatsoever is unacceptable and is counterproductive for ourselves and for others. I think that we are seeing right now in the world that the constant enslavement and massacre of countless non-human animals has brought this planet to the brink of collapse. And this is something that the Buddha was saying 2,600 years ago.
Thank you. Please tell us more about that, from what the Buddha said thousands of years ago.
So many instances where the Buddha said that it is impossible to actually cultivate one's own mental capacity, one's own peace, one's own clarity, and one's own spirituality while engaging in the torture and the killing of animals. It is impossible because it cuts us off from the very root of compassion. And the Buddha said, among other many, many things, when a person kills and eats any of these beings, he slaughters his own parents. He kills a body that was once his own, for all elemental earth and water previously served as part of this body, and all elemental fire and wind have served as our basic substance. In other words, there is no difference between their bodies and our bodies, between their feelings and our feelings, between their minds and our minds.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lama Tashi. Tell us a bit about your Dharma teachings all over the world for the
past several decades.
Yes, I had no plans whatsoever to in my days here in Texas, of all places. I lived for many, many years in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and came here invited to give a few classes and lead a short retreat. And that was 14 years ago, and I'm still here. We have sanghas, again, our congregations. We have several of them here.
And I understand that you have expanded online with Zoom.
On Zoom, our sanghas now have expanded and include people not only from various states of the Union, as well as Europe, Central and South America, and even we have some members from the Far East, from Taiwan. Our Spanish language sangha has members. We started out in person in Mexico City, but now have members not only in Mexico, but in Venezuela and Colombia and Ecuador and Peru and Chile and Argentina, as well as in my native Puerto Rico, where I was born and grew up.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lama Tashi. And I'd love to hear about your books.
With the great help of the members of our congregation, we have been able to publish a number of books. One of them is called The Dharma Handbook, which is an extensive commentary on a work by Dolpopa Sherab Gyaltsen, an eminent Tibetan Buddhist teacher who, in the 14th century, laid down the rules for our lineage, our Buddhist lineage, that no animal was to be killed for food, which was particularly impressive for someone living in Tibet, where the climate is not particularly encouraging in terms of a vegan diet. But he managed, and so did his disciples, and to this day, our lineage continues that tradition. So that work, the Dharma Handbook, is already in its second edition. It's available for free online on our website, greatmiddleway.wordpress.com. More to the point, we also have published a text, a small book called The Buddha's Bowl, which collects all the instructions, not only of the historical Buddha, but of all our teachers and lamas throughout the ages on the relationship of humans with non-human animals. And it is an excellent resource for people who have to, sadly, convince other persons of the fact that in order to be a good practitioner of spirituality, one must avoid at all costs the enslavement and murder of animals. Not only their enslavement, but also their use for any other human purpose. Animals have their own purpose for living. They are not here to entertain us. They're not here to supply us with milk or wool or entertainment. And certainly, they're not meant to be used for experimental purposes.
Thank you, Lama Tashi. The Buddha Bowl.
It is also available on our website. And I will send you a link so that you may share it with your listeners.
Thank you, Lama Tashi. I'd love to also hear about your meditation retreats.
I am not very good at dates, but I believe this is our seventh year holding a meditation retreat for vegan activists. We discovered quite a few years ago that vegan activists tend to become overwhelmed with suffering and because of the plight of animals and because of the difficulty of bringing this message to the general public. So we started to offer, at that time, in person, three-day, sometimes five-day retreats, sharing with people in a non-sectarian manner the methods and benefits of meditation. Now we are conducting four such retreats every year, two of them in English and two of them in Spanish. Although I don't personally participate in these other two because of language limitations, we have also expanded and now offer these retreats in German and in Brazilian Portuguese. And they have all been very well received and well attended. We understand that the resiliency that people gain is very helpful for them in their activism.
That's wonderful to hear. And I was happy to see your recent retreat with Ari Nesso, the founder of the Pollination Project. I'd love to hear about that retreat specifically.
Yes, we recently completed it during the Thanksgiving holiday. That was one offered in English. We had, I believe, 25 participants for the three-day event. And we meet for different sessions during the day. And we don't start too early and we don't end too late. So people have a full opportunity to conduct their regular lives, but spend some time understanding the mechanics, the very simple mechanics of meditation and practicing, so that at the end of the retreat, they have the skills and the means to conduct their own personal practice.
Thank you, Lama Tashi. In that retreat, the meditation retreat with Ari Nesso, founder of the Pollination Project, that was in California?
Well, we did it online. We used to do those retreats in person in Marin County, but lately we have been doing them online. We are considering, however, restarting in-person retreats in the near future, and of course, we will let you know so that you can communicate it with your listeners. By the way, we never charge. There is no fee whatsoever for anything that we do. There is more explicit information on the Pollination Project website. In fact, there is a dedicated section for the retreats. I also can make that available to you after our interview so that you can share it with others.
Thank you, Lama Tashi. And I'd also like to hear about the monthly online sessions for vegan activists.
Oh, yes. As a follow-up to the retreats, we started celebrating monthly calls on Zoom where former participants of the retreats can get together and receive encouragement and continue to practice meditation. We share information, we share news, we share accomplishments, and we maintain the sense of community that is so necessary for people to endure for a long time in vegan activism. We hold one in English and we hold one in Spanish every single month.
Wonderful. This information is also on the Pollination Project website for the monthly online sessions?
Yes. On the pollinationproject.org/category/retreats, there is plenty of information about the retreats. And there's a possibility also of leaving your name and email so that we can contact you and alert you about upcoming opportunities, both for new retreats and for the monthly calls.
So this is exciting to hear about your collaboration with the Pollination Project.
Again, in the pollinationproject.org website, there is a lot of wonderful stories about economic empowerment, education and access to opportunity, environmental conservation, health and wholeness, human rights, and, of course, animal rights.
We're listening to the Venerable Tashi Nima, a Tibetan Buddhist monk who's joining us via Skype in Texas. Lama Tashi leads the Universal Compassion Buddhist Congregation with Sanghas in North, Central, and South America. Lama Tashi, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
I would like to encourage everyone who is already a vegan to never lose your commitment. Every single animal that has ever lived is living now and will live, is worthy of every effort to support that animal in the pursuit of the same things that we want, freedom and happiness. And if you are not yet a vegan, I encourage you, in fact, I implore you to consider making the change so that you can belong to those of us in the world who are striving for a better situation, a better outcome, for great peace, for great compassion, for kindness in all the world.
Thank you. Gracias, Lama Tashi.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you. In your wonderful blog, greatmiddleway.wordpress.com, and then your other blog in Spanish. What is that one?
La Gran Vía Central. La Gran Vía Central. And the address is granviacentral.wordpress.com.
Wonderful.
And we try to publish every single day.
Yes. Very, very encouraging and inspiring. And thank you, Lama Tashi, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me.
Are there any other messages you'd like to share?
Just to thank your Vegan Nation for the wonderful, inspiring work that they do. I always tell every single vegan that I know that you individually are my hero. I am 71 years old now. I stopped eating meat when I was 18. And let me tell you, the world has changed so much. It's amazing. You know, I didn't know very many vegans then, and I am so happy now to be surrounded and encouraged by so many wonderful young and not so young vegans and activists. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
We're listening to the Venerable Tashi Nima. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts.
Wow, you know, I lived in Massachusetts for a very long time.
Yes, that was exciting to hear that you lived in Cambridge.
Yes. Well, I lived in Boston, too, for a very long time.
Oh, and now you're in warm Texas, as we're in cold Massachusetts these days.
Warm? No, we've been freezing here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I'm not going to complain about the cold then.
No. At least there, you know, they know what they're doing. Here they don't. I swear they don't.
So,
all right.
Thanks again. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. And now my colleague here at WCUW will conduct the remainder of this interview. DJ Tanya Romero, La Voz Latina de Worcester.
Y ahora mis queridos oyentes de Tu Voz Latina de Worcester, tengo una entrevista exclusiva con el líder de la Congregación Budista de la Compasión Universal, el Reverendo Tashi Nima. Espero que ustedes disfruten de esta entrevista. Muy buenas tardes, Reverendo Tashi Nima. Mi nombre es Tania Romero del programa cultural Voz Latina de Wooster y me gustaría saber, reverendo, acerca de usted.
Muy buenas tardes y gracias por invitarme a este programa. Soy originalmente de Bayamón, Puerto Rico. He vivido en varias partes del mundo, en los Estados Unidos, en la India, en distintas partes de Europa. Y ahora resido hace 13 años en Dallas, Texas. Tenemos una sangha, una congregación budista, que a partir de la pandemia nos forzó a ir a los medios, ¿no? Estamos en plataformas del internet y hemos de hecho expandido nuestra congregación. Tenemos miembros, por supuesto, en los Estados Unidos, pero también en Europa, en Centroamérica, en Sudamérica y en el Caribe. Así que no todo lo de la pandemia ha sido malo, ¿no? Hemos tenido la oportunidad de llegar a lugares donde no llegábamos antes. Personalmente te diré simplemente que llevo cerca de 35 años como monje budista y que recibí de mis maestros la autorización para enseñar. Y estoy tratando todo lo posible de compartir lo que he recibido yo.
Muchas gracias, reverendo, por compartir con nuestra audiencia parte de su historia. Y ahora, reverendo, ¿nos puede hablar acerca de su libro, The Buddha's Bowl, y de sus dos libros escritos en el idioma español?
Pues sí, tenemos varias publicaciones, algunas en inglés, otras en castellano, otras estamos en el proceso de editar y publicar. La publicación de más envergadura es un comentario extenso sobre texto fundamental de nuestro linaje Yonan, que se llama en inglés The Dharma Handbook o en castellano El Prontuario del Dharma. Estamos en el proceso de traducirlo al castellano. Tenemos dos ediciones ya en inglés. Entonces hemos publicado también El Cuenco del Buda o The Buddha's Bowl. Ese lo hemos publicado tanto en inglés como en español y precisamente se refiere esta publicación a las instrucciones que dio el Buda y han dado nuestros maestros budistas a través de los años y los distintos países donde el budismo se ha establecido acerca del consumo de alimentos, particularmente la importancia que tiene para el budismo adoptar una dieta que no cause daño, dolor ni muerte a los seres sensibles, incluidos, por supuesto, los animales. Entonces, nosotros somos grandes partidarios de una dieta vegana, una dieta a base de plantas. No necesariamente por la salud, aunque la salud es importante, sino por la compasión hacia los animales que tanto sufren a manos de los humanos, básicamente por un sabor, por un bocado. Para nosotros es una comida, para ellos es su vida entera. Tenemos también una publicación en castellano que se llama Meditación sin mitos. Y dicho sea de paso, estas publicaciones están disponibles, libres de cargo, libres de todo costo. Y me pueden hacer llegar una solicitud, yo con mucho gusto se la envío al correo electrónico tashinima27@gmail.com.
Muy interesante su respuesta, reverendo, y de acuerdo completamente con usted. Y ahora, para terminar nuestra entrevista, me gustaría saber y que nos hablara acerca de su sesión mensual online.
De hecho, tenemos sesiones de meditación y discusión del Dharma en castellano todos los sábados en el horario central de las 9 de la mañana a las 11 de la mañana. También ofrecemos anualmente 4 retiros de 3 días para todas las personas que quieran unirse. Ninguno de estos ofrecimientos cuesta nada y eso por lo general hacemos uno en primavera y uno acabamos de tenerlo al principio del otoño. Y todos nuestros programas, básicamente, lo que están buscando no es convertir a nadie al budismo. Ya hay suficientes budistas en el mundo, más de 400 millones. Lo que estamos tratando es de compartir las técnicas y las herramientas que nos permiten recobrar nuestra paz y nuestra claridad para tener una vida con menos sufrimiento y con más felicidad. También todas las personas que deseen participar me pueden contactar bien a tashinima27@gmail.com o pueden también escribir a greatmiddleway@gmail.com y yo con mucho gusto les envío los enlaces para participar en nuestras actividades, bien sea semanales o anuales. Tenemos un blog nuevamente gratuito en español, granviacentral.wordpress.com. En ese blog publicamos todos los días algún extracto de una enseñanza budista para que las personas puedan contemplarlo y aplicarlo a su vida, si bien les parece. Todo en el Dharma, todo en el budismo es completamente voluntario, ¿verdad? Aquí no hay dogma ni hay deseo de convertir a nadie, simplemente de compartir nuestras experiencias y nuestras sugerencias.
Muchas gracias, Reverendo Tashi Nima. De seguro que ahí estaremos. Y también a mi querida Marlene Narrow y su programa radial de los martes a las 4 de la tarde, The Vegan Nation. Thanks to my dear Marlene Narrow for allowing me this exclusive interview with Reverend Tashi Nima.
Much thanks to Tanya Romero and Tashi Nima.
Humanos y animales, todos sentimos dolor. Somos diferentes, sí, pero sintientes. ¿Acaso moralmente no somos iguales? Humanos son animales, no sabemos cómo amarles. Somos diferentes, sí, pero sintientes. ¿Por qué debemos derramar tu sangre?
You listen to the music of Daisy Oliver. Humanos y animales, humans and animals. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you all the best in the new year 2023. Peace on earth.
El sabor, solo porque tenemos el poder, ¿cómo podremos hacer las cosas bien? Cuando no hay necesidad, solo somos adictos al placer.